Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Yeah, I love working with the team and being able to see progress with them, you know, and giving them good results and driving well enough and scoring well enough, that kind of thing, to kind of give them what they deserve in some ways. So I'm always, and since the beginning, have, maybe not the very beginning because I was too shy and too nervous, but since very early on, I've always enjoyed kind of spending time with the mechanics, and, you know, going around the different departments at McLaren, the different bays, you know, carbon shop, trim shop, paint shop, going and spending time with all of them, getting to know the people who are working there and what goes on and everything like that. I love doing that. It's not just something that I have to do or was made to do. So, the more time I got to spend with everyone, the more our relationship was kind of evolving and getting better and better. I guess I always got on well with Zach at the time. But I guess everything kind of started earlier during McLaren Autosport Award and getting the prize to then go and drive on the simulator a lot and kind of being in the factory a bit more at the same time. Then I kind of started to know more and more people. So, I think I've just got on very well with everyone and with the team and the mechanics and the engineers, which I think is very important. And I think that's why it's been such a kind of a good relationship, is because I've enjoyed working with everyone so much. You know, and even now at the races, or maybe not so much now, but when I was doing the FP1s and stuff and I was traveling a lot with the team, but not as just a pure driver, because obviously Stoffel and Fernando were still the race drivers, but I was doing some of the FP1s here and there in Japan, in Kota. I was spending a lot of time with the mechanics and everyone and the engineers, traveling with them. Which was cool, and going to the track and setting everything up, and then Sunday evening staying there the whole night and packing the whole garage down, and all of that kind of stuff. I really enjoy doing, and taking the car to bits. I've always kind of loved that side of things and being interactive with the car and getting a bit more hands on. So. Yeah, everything I've done is purely because I've enjoyed doing it, and I've loved spending time with everyone and enjoyed working with them. And I think that's been a crucial part to why, the relationship between McLaren and everyone at McLaren and myself has gone so well.
Ah, you see, you do like people. You're not so antisocial after all.
Wow.
But it's interesting because, a bit like Lewis, you've kind of grown up within the team. How different do you feel now compared to, as you touched on, the shy kid that first came in?
Yeah, very different. I guess, I mean, the feeling of within McLaren, so, you know, it's quite an intimidating place to go into, you know, when you've still got to show yourself and prove yourself in a lot of ways. So before I was with McLaren, you know, you walk in there and it's just a lot of white corridors, and it's a freaking huge place. You know, and you're seeing the bosses walking around, and you're seeing the engineers, or you see one of the drivers. So being young and kind of walking through there before you're really like part of the team is just, yeah, it's very intimidating. So the more I kind of went, the more I kind of started to know everyone. And the transition all the way to now is so much better, because now I walk in and it's just a really cool atmosphere, one, to walk into, an atmosphere which is a lot better than what it was a few years ago. But, you know, I can walk in there and it feels much more like home compared to, you know, a little kid walking in and having no clue where to go in the place. So, yeah, I guess like the relationship has come a long way. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird to think of four years of being at McLaren and kind of starting off as, yeah, the sim driver and then reserve driver, or test and development and then reserve driver and then the race driver. Every year was something new to try and achieve. So yeah, it's already been quite a cool journey.
Yeah, and I mean, you touched on it then. At every point, you have proved yourself worthy of their investment in you. And obviously, your rookie year in Formula One, you had a lot of bad luck, but you really did prove yourself. I mean, there was some real highlights. I'm thinking kind of Bahrain.
Yeah.
France, you were voted driver of the day, even though you didn't finish quite where you deserved to. But you were promoted, weren't you, after Daniel was ticked
off. Yes. Yeah.
Naughty boy. And then Austria, Belgium, you know, you did have some very strong races. So I know that it's frustrating not to be racing now in 2020, but it's probably given you a little bit more time to reflect on last year.
Yeah.
How the dust has settled on it. How do you feel about your first year with the team racing alongside Carlos?
I'm very happy with, I'm proud of myself. That's a bit weird, but I'm happy with how I did, I think, last year. And I wasn't, obviously, at the end of last year, and I was quite disappointed in a lot of things. But I think having so much time to kind of think about things and reflect on a lot of stuff, and seeing a lot more of the data behind everything and the statistics.
It's a hard word to say.
I can't do it. I really struggle.
I did.
So I struggled the first one. I don't know why I keep thinking there's like three S's in the word. Statistics. But yeah, in them, then it kind of gives you a bit more belief in also then what the engineers are saying and what the bosses are saying, and because it's always different, you know, seeing it from the outside rather than being the extra driver. It's hard to know what everyone on the outside is thinking and seeing. So when you kind of look into things a bit more and, you know, I guess the brutal facts is Carlos finished where P6 in the Drivers' Championship and I finished P11. Then, you know, it just doesn't look amazing at all, does it, from the outside? And for someone that doesn't know what's going on, then you'd be like, oh, Carlos has absolutely smashed Lando. And it's just the fact of thinking that, which annoyed me and I wasn't happy with it at all. But when you kind of, after sitting down for a bit and reviewing everything a lot more, and, you know, looking at a lot of the races where I did have problems. So, you know, France would have been P7, Spa would have been P6, Montreal would have been maybe top seven. There's a few more where just if you just added these points up, it'll be a lot of points, and I'd be a lot higher up in the Drivers' Championship than what I would have been. So I guess it's the same for everyone. And Carlos had some unlucky races where he would have scored even more points and so on. But there was a lot of my bad races where I had problems, like technical problems or something, but all the races when I was doing the best in some ways, and I was going to score the most points and have my best results. So after kind of seeing a lot more on that and having the problems that I had in a lot of races, then I think I could be a lot happier with how I did as a driver. and how I performed throughout the whole year, especially my first year in Formula One, comparing to his fourth. So, of course, I'm never. Sorry, and I qualified him. Yes, let's go back. Let's just talk about that. So, like, you know, there's a lot of positives, and yeah, qualifying parts and a lot of the race results, I was very happy with. So, there were a lot of positives, but yeah, as a driver, you just always hate seeing your name below. Well, one, below your teammates, but two, in a position that, you know, if someone just sees it from the outside and doesn't have a clue about what goes on within the team and the problems that you've had, then it makes you look even worse than reality, kind of thing. So I guess thinking of that and thinking what people do might think of me, if you look at it from that perspective, then that was the thing that that annoyed me more, basically.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at @in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise-cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.